Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. It is just plain old summer grilling today, and we've been down some rabbit trails, although none of the recipes had rabbit in them, so I don't know how that works.
You know, we're talking about all these proteins, but you know, your body has to process all this food, and our pal Conrad here is in need of a kidney, and I think we need to spend just a minute, not a mention at the last of the show, not a, oh yeah, don't forget to buy a thermopen. No, this is our main man here, and he's got a dire medical situation. He needs a kidney. What kind of blood do you have,
Conrad? O positive.
Does it have to be an O positive donation?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You positive?
No, I'm not positive. No, my
oh,
kidney.
I am.
Yeah. I think that blood has to match up like that, too.
Yep.
But anyway, this guy is a vital part of our community and a friend. And, you know, you might have a chance to step up and help somebody out here.
Right.
God gave you two.
Right.
Yep. So you could share one. Thank you.
Yep.
So, thank you, Bob.
So I don't know what blood type I am. Is that something you could get if you had blood drawn from your physician?
I don't think he's going to want your kidneys.
Well, no. I'm pretty used up, but yeah. It's been filtering stuff out of my body.
They're as bad as mine.
Right, yeah.
I'm AB negative.
Yeah? I don't know what that means.
It's like alien blood.
Yeah. Oh, AB, alien blood.
It's pretty rare.
It is extremely rare.
Is O positive rare? Or?
Yeah, O positive's like, I don't know, 20%, 15% of the population.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if you guys had heard that my son Harry has the same polycystic kidney disease I have. And earlier this year, Ben donated him a kidney. Ben's
right.
My other son.
His brother.
Yeah. So
he doesn't have that condition.
No, he doesn't have it at all. So anyway, everybody just needs one.
Yeah.
But thanks, guys. And how do you transition to barbecue from this anyway?
Well, you have to digest, and you know, I mean, that's
a vital part
of your body. And I mean, more than anything, I just don't want my buddy getting deathly ill.
Right.
Thanks.
So one of the quintessential things for the summer grill is a steak on the Barbie, right? And sometimes your grill's not in good shape. You came out of the winter, maybe you didn't clean it, you got some rust.
Or maybe it's never been any good.
Right.
But you just can't really buy a new one right now.
Right, yep.
Because times are a little tough.
Right. So let's talk about this technique that would help for a weak grill, and that's that reverse sear.
Yeah, and what made me think of that is, again, cooking at my brother-in-law's place. He's got I'm going to say it came from Sam's Club.
Okay.
Now, this guy has plenty of money. He could buy anything, but
it's where your priorities are.
Well, it's what guys do is we get into the shopping mode instead of, hey, you know, I'm really want to have this Bentley in my garage. They're going, yeah, I'm just going to buy a used Yugo. So
yeah.
He's got this Benchmark, X-Mark, or whatever they call their stuff at Sam's Club. And it's it did a decent job. I cooked on it several times, and I wasn't complaining, but I noticed, like, the left side had some pretty wild and crazy flames. So that means the burner tubes are going out, right?
Right.
And sometimes those big box grills are hard to get parts for.
Sure.
So let's say you've got that situation and you have to do some steaks. Well, you can still use that side, or you can not. What you're going to do with indirect grilling is you're going to turn one side of the grill on and keep the other side on low or off, okay, depending on what temperature and all this stuff. Everybody's got their own issues with their grills, or know their hot spots and the cold spots. They also have a certain way they want their steak cooked, or want it maybe seared, or don't need it seared. They want it bloody, however you like it. There's ways you can move that stuff around the grill if you have issues with your grill like that. And if you do have a burner that's out of control like that, maybe it'll burn okay on low. And if it will, I would tell you to go to your favorite grill shop and get something that they call a smoke box. And it's going to be a little steel box, and you're going to put wood chips in it. And when you're doing a steak, and I've got several of these things. I never use them.
That was going to be my next question.
I have a smoker.
Right.
But you just put that on the crappy burner and maybe put your other burners on low, or flip it around however you want. But indirect grilling just means that you're going to shut the lid and primary heat is going to be away from the meat. So
steaks on the left, heat's on the right, or vice versa.
And some people like to do a little bit of heat under the steak when they're indirect grilling. Some people want none, and they just want to take forever and just let the smoke do it. That's fine, too. Right. It's still going to get up to whatever temperature it'll be able to achieve based on, you know, ambient. So I'm not going to figure your delta here, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But that's indirect grilling, and if you have...
And then the thing that's indirect, and then the reverse sear, that term reverse sear means... You're going to put it on the high heat on the end just to get a little color on it and crisp it up just a little bit, but you're not cooking it over that high heat.
Right.
Right? You're cooking it over no heat or very little.
And you're warming it slowly.
Right.
But if you have that smoke box, you're getting some smoky flavor in it.
Yep.
And meat will absorb the smoke up to about 145 degrees.
Right.
After that, it's not absorbing. You're just piling it on the outside. And when your wife or your girlfriend or mom tells you that meat was too smoky, what they're really saying is you oversmoked it a bit.
Right.
Or they just don't like smoke.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of both going on there, because it is easy to oversmoke something, but there are a whole lot of people that just don't like the flavor. Me, I love it, but
and
not a lot of it, but I love it.
And then they flick a cigarette butt in your backyard.
Yeah. Well, a whole different kind of smoke in there. Yeah. But shrimp on the Barbie. A lot of people like that. They come, you know, make sure that you peel them. I was actually at a party once where they cooked the shrimp, skewered it and put it on the grill and forgot to peel the shrimp. And,
so there was veined and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like there was a plastic coating on the outside
Conrad
of the shrimp.
Conrad likes on the grill?
What's that?
He likes him some squirrel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was disappointed when Brad came last week and didn't bring it. Yeah, I know he was. But
still one of the best stories ever on this show.
But the shrimp on the Barbie, super easy. Peel them, devein them, and put two or three of them on a skewer. And these things cook quick, guys.
And you can get them frozen and do that, too.
Sure, yeah. They got to be thawed when you cook them. But, any way you get your shrimp. And, I would say any little fruit profile, you could baste them in something as simple as orange juice. And they're good. You can buy like a marinade already made.
Pineapple's really nice.
Yep, pineapple.
Pineapple and soy.
Yep.
Real nice combination.
Yep, exactly.
And then if you're buying the whole pineapple, like you can slice it up and you can marinate the pineapple and grill it the same way.
Right.
And if you do that, you can literally just take the skin off of it and leave that center in it.
Right.
And grill it with that center in it. And that's actually the healthiest part of the pineapple for you. It's got a tremendous ingredient that's like a cancer-fighting agent. But
or if you hollow it out, cut the pineapple from top to bottom, cut it in half, hollow out. You can use that as a serving tray. Really cool. Pull your shrimp off, take them off the skewers, put them right in there. The pineapple works as like a little bowl.
And you can hide your weed in it.
Yeah, well, whatever. I didn't go there, but if that's what you want to do.
It's a Saturday Night Live routine.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's 20 years old.
Yeah, right. I missed that. Completely missed it. But anyway. Yeah, so lots of things to do with shrimp on the grill. Real tasty if you like shrimp, and it's easy.
And you hit this earlier about the crostinis and whatever. I think the, find your favorite baker. Who's your favorite?
Well, we've got, as a sponsor of the show, we've got Hall Street and Wealthy Street Bakeries.
I have not been there yet.
Oh, you got to go.
I know.
And they're open for like 6 in the morning till like 10 at night because they serve meals, too.
So you go to some place like that, and you get a nice either Italian or French or baguette or however you're going to do it, and then you slice them on a little bit of an angle and brush some of your favorite EVO on it and throw it on the grill.
Right.
That is such a nice idea. And that's what made me think of those dipping seasonings that they've got at Old World. And I'm telling you, that is just a treat and a half.
Yep.
So you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to our website. It's thegrillingguys.com.
Right.
Check it out. On the right-hand side, you'll see all of our sponsors. ThermoPen's got a tremendous deal right now. I'm getting emails from people who are buying them, thanking us for mentioning that. So want to send a shout-out to all you folks that are actually taking our advice on that, and that's wonderful.
Yep.
We want our sponsors to be supported. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, he's got some great deals on all that stuff. Old World, just a ton of people on there. schmoes, you know, right. support these people.
Right. Great people, yep. been great partners of ours for a long time. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. It is the season. Don't we have Father's Day tomorrow? Isn't that? We didn't even mention that.
That's okay.
But anyway, get out there and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.